This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a hump day!
Yep.
How are you, sir?
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, man. Moving?
No, that, and I replaced my pump yesterday.
Pump it up.
Here's the problem.
That didn't help you.
How hard do you think it is to remove a 6-year or 7-year old screw?
Oh, dude, that's been in the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
So I got everything all lined up. I partially took it apart, got all my wires loose. I got to make sure to know exactly where they go. I'm ready.
Yep.
Now, the guy told me, you don't even need to, it's so heavy, you don't even need to drill it into the block. So I'm thinking, boom, boom, out. This was at 2. I did it right after the show.
Okay.
Now I can't get these nails out because I can't get, and it's hard to get to. So I had to take part of the pump apart. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm like, it seems like the base is metal. So then I'm like, I drilled holes into the screw to try to, nothing. So I'm like, I'm looking at it. The last person that put the pump in, there's a space. You know how you put a space and you put the big screw and then you, like, you know, you have the screw in the hole, like the space.
Let's just say sure.
You're an idiot. They drilled a hole through the pump.
Ooh.
Because it wasn't fitting on the slab right.
Oh, man.
And that's their solution to everything. Just drill a hole.
Put it in there.
So I figured, after using bro science, what if I just drill around the screw and clean it out and then just rip it up?
Okay.
So I started at 2. I got done at like 8, 7:38.
Damn.
And my back because it's tight, so you're hunched over.
Spinal.
My back is on fire. Dude, I went to PT this morning. That I was like, we need alternate PT for today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I'm hurting.
Well, make you feel better. Get some headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW
I thought you were going to say the Steelers lost.
No, that can't happen yet, dude.
No.
Although not great. The Jets just lost their starting one of their starting guards and their captain. So, I mean, you know, TJ Watt's licking his chops.
Oh, my goodness.
Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Price has fallen so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. So the Marlins, they fell to Nationals 5-2. They'll look to avoid the sweep today at 105.
Why do they play against the crappy teams, crappy?
I don't know. They took 3 out of 4 from the Mets.
You come in and you bring these teams are coming in, or they visit these teams, and you basically have deemed them slump busters. And then the Marlins go out there and barely win a game.
They have gotten their teeth kicked in all season by the Braves, and now they have lost to the Nationals. Ian, this is just coming off of a 3 out of 4 weekend where they put a hurting on the Mets. Baseball, I guess. I don't know. I don't really have an explanation for you, Leroy. You know, like there was a time I remember, like during the mid-2000s when the Marlins just never could beat the Phillies. Didn't matter if the Phillies were good. Didn't matter if the Phillies were bad. Just couldn't beat the Phillies. Right now, it's the Braves.
We have that. I had that in my career. I couldn't beat the Steelers. When I was in college, we couldn't beat Notre Dame. When you think of the Dolphins, they had a stretch where they couldn't beat the Patriots. Now it's the Bills. It literally happens, and what happens is, and here's the worst part of it, you got to have a bigger picture, right? Because a lot of times people deem success as getting over that team, and that still doesn't win you anything. So I get how everybody feels about Buffalo, but what you're really trying to say is you want the Dolphins to be able to compete for the division, and in order to compete for the division, you feel that you have to beat Buffalo. So yes, that's the team. I understand that. But that's not the goal.
It's not the goal, but I mean, it also is prudent to winning a division, which is also part of
correct
what it entails.
Like, correct. Like, I get, that's why I don't say nothing about it, because I get it and I've experienced it. I knew that at the end of the year for us, usually when you played Ohio State, it was for the Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But college was different. Like, we played 10, 11 games now, then.
Well, Yuri's on the hill today. 105 first pitch. Marlins look to avoid the sweep.
He throws some nasty stuff, man. You guys should watch him.
A lot of stars going deep in baseball yesterday. The Yankees beat the Astros 7-1. Jazz had 2 home runs. He's up to 28 on the season.
Jeez.
Did you see that the Astros have in team beef, they're claiming? So their pitcher, I think it's Framber Valdez. He purposely crossed up his catcher and hit him with the pitch.
Well, first of all, let me think wisely here. First of all,
mm-hmm,
I'm never calling him Framberg.
Framber, that's his name.
Yeah. That's a big no-no right there.
Why?
He seems like he's into shenanigans.
That's his name.
That's like the name of a cartoon.
Framber Valdez, and his catcher is Cesar Salazar, and he just hit him with the pitch. He gives up a grand slam. So apparently the catcher told him, hey, step off. And he said no. And so he threw
an angry pitch.
So he threw a meatball, grand slam, Yankees.
What was the score before that?
2-0.
And he gave up a grand slam to make it 6-0?
Yeah.
Oh, he got...
And so the catcher obviously kind of gave him the stink eye. And allegedly, people think that the pitcher threw at the catcher. Like, oh, calls for outside pitch. And he just throws one inside up the middle 100 miles an hour at his chest. And the guy just kind of looks at him like this. Now, he claims, accident. But the Astros have beef with each other, which is hilarious.
I mean, if you're thinking you get an outside changeup at about 90, 89, and he throws a 100-mile-an-hour heater right after throwing a meatball.
Yep. And obviously, like, these two teams not fond of each other. So, like, you're fighting yourselves. You're beating one of your big rivals, Yankees and Astros. A lot of past history with one another. But anyway, the Rays beat the Mariners. Cal Raleigh hit home run number 51, but they lost. Ohtani hit a ball like 100 million miles an hour out of the park.
Of course he does. It's like, when you watch him hit, does he look like he should be able to hit the ball that far?
He is big. But, I mean, he is.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like he's putting maximum effort into that thing going 400-plus feet.
My daughter.
It looks like Ken Griffey.
Yeah.
Like, Ken Griffey's swing looks so long. But when you saw it person up front,
yep,
it's moving.
The Pirates did win that game 9-7. The Giants beat the Rockies, who do stink, but there was a melee there. My daughter and I were watching this because it was fake baseball melee to the highest degree. Rafael Devers hits a home run. And the pitcher took umbrage with how long he looked at his home run and started yelling at him. And so there was a lot of shoving. And my daughter's like, how come they're not really fighting? And I said, baseball.
Wait till you introduce her to flopping.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. She was like, why aren't they doing anything? I'm like, it's baseball. It's a baseball fight. So, yeah, that's some of your baseball action yesterday. And then, of course, we're a day away from the NFL getting underway. Eagles and Cowboys. We'll see what goes down there. Down there. But the big
news. Do you
news,
find yourself rooting against the Cowboys because of Jerry Jones?
Because
he just. And look, it's hard to question the guy's success, right? But he says some things like he's the foremost expert on this. And he's the first owner I ever heard that tried to negotiate without the agent.
Well, he's not the first I've heard of it, because I remember Bill Parcells trying to do that with the Dolphins. But he's the first I've ever heard doing it that once.
Wasn't Bill Parcells the GM?
He was the GM, but Jerry Jones is the GM, technically. He is the president of football operations. Okay. But once I believe that stuff was like nipped in the bud, like it's not like he refused to speak to the agent. He tried to negotiate with Ricky Williams on a post-it
when he slid across the table.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's what I want to give you.
Yeah, crazy. And then, of course, the big news of the morning: Sweden is moving on to the round of 16 in Eurobasket for the first time in their nation's history.
I love the way you threw some baseball fluff in it. Just so you could get to what you really wanted to.
I'm watching right now.
Oh, my goodness.
We are going to have a true Eurobasket expert join us later on in the program today. Surprise for all of you.
I got the text, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm looking at my phone. I'm going.
Meanwhile, this is while you're going and your back is breaking.
Right. Because I had my earphones in.
Yeah.
And or headphones. And it stops. You know, it gets quiet when the text comes across.
Sure.
So I'm like, let me see it, because it'll keep stopping it. And I look down, I'm like,
Well, right now, Sweden's up 34-26 on Lithuania, Brittany, in case you were wondering.
I was wondering. I was looking to check the
Pella score, leading them in scoring. He has 8 points in the second quarter.
Wow.
So
who's on Lithuania's team?
They got Valančiūnas, who looks much scarier in a Lithuanian jersey, I got to say. That beard just pops. Although he is lumbering out there.
Yeah, because he was probably playing with Horse 2 last week. Like basketball, some basketball guys treat the offseason like the offseason.
Pella just smoked a layup. Oh, well.
Oh, you're watching it.
Oh, I have it live on right now. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, action going on right now.
Are you serious?
What? I just, you know, there, in case anybody wants to see. Look. Yeah. See? A little action there. What's going on?
Huh. That coach is heated. What did he say? Can you read Lithuanian lips?
You know what's funny? A lot of them speak English. A lot of them are speaking English in the timeouts. I think because some of them have blended teams, and I think also maybe for television because they are being broadcast in English. I don't know.
Wait! Are you?
I'm telling you,
dude.
They mic up the huddles.
Listen to what he just said. I think they're speaking English because of the television coverage. That might be, in all the years I've known you, the dumbest thing.
It's not the dumbest thing. Why would it be the dumbest thing?
Because it's European basketball.
If they have a giant deal with whatever courtside thing that I gave my credit card to, maybe they're like, hey, speak it in English for our audience, huh?
I don't really think that's the case.
I don't
know. Of course not.
It's also a disadvantage for them.
Well, it just is what it is. Like, they have all they're both timeouts are under monitor. So it's no bigs. It's kind of like fighting. You know, you get to hear the corners. It's not like somebody's able to find out. Hey,
and they have a translator in the corner.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But
can I just tell you, of all of your dumb comments, this one ranks pretty high.
I don't know that it's a dumb comment.
I think they're speaking English because of the television contract.
Hmm.
You can't. It sunk in and you thought about it and go, wow.
I was wondering because I was like, why don't they speak in Lithuanian or why are they speaking Swedish? Anyway, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Get to a Miami football report on WQAM, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training. Align with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Dolphins, of course, getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. They listed their depth chart yesterday, Leroy. Xavien Howard is one of their starting cornerbacks. So he will get his revenge game attempt at the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, we have the situation with the Dolphins going up against X, but also kind of an interesting one. They have they got to go up against this behemoth rookie that we were all interested in before the draft, and Tyler Warren. So that'll be an interesting stoppage as well. I don't know what the expectations are of rookies out there on their first games, but I know that we were all wondering, like, when that draft slippage was happening, like, could the Dolphins pick him up? That'd be a thing. And then of course they end up.
I think. It's easier to make an impact at certain positions than others, right? Interior lineman, you're going to be immediate because you're always got help. You're not necessarily on an island. Safety, right? Unless you're the one that's got to make the calls, then maybe not. Wide receiver or tight end, they can adapt a game plan based on what you can handle, right? If you can't handle too many adjustments on the run, then they'll just simplify it. And so I think at tight end, and I don't know how much he plays on the end of the line of scrimmage, but at tight end, he can make an impact early.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing is you're like, oh, man. Because everybody was talking about him like he was a phenom coming into this. And he wasn't even wasn't even the first tight end that was taken.
No, was it
Loveland.
Loveland, right.
Ended up getting taken before him, which was surprising because everybody was like, oh, I mean, Tyler Warren, this guy might be out here, and he might be, you know, who knows? So
it's one of those things where you look at the numbers – and then you look at the measurables, right? And they probably fell in love with, you know, Loveland because of maybe his 40, his quickness, something like that, right? Give you another perfect example. Remember when the Dolphins moved up to get, Jordan?
Deion Jordan.
Deion Jordan, right? Freak of nature. Well, but he couldn't play football, which is one of the reasons why Micah Parsons dropped.
The other thing that was
annoying about that, dropped because he didn't actually have a lot of sacks.
The other thing that was annoying about that, though, is like he wasn't even a freak of nature. Like he was super skinny. Like they came in there,
right?
Like,
oh, he was tiny.
He has to put on a bunch of weight, and I'm just like, I remember he got busted for steroids because everybody was like, yeah, this guy needs some steroids for real. And then he actually took that advice and got pinched for it. I'm like, wait a minute. So you took a guy who was supposedly this unbelievable freak, but he wasn't even like body ready for the position yet? It was just, it was so weird. It was such a weird pick by Jeff Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But look, I'm happy with Kenny G. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited. He looked like an absolute monster in just the preseason games we saw. He was throwing people around like they were rag dolls. So right. I'm hopeful he's also going to make, it was very clearly a position of need, though it did seem like the Dolphins got a lot of good defensive tackles in this draft.
Well, they just got, I would say this offseason in general, they got a lot of depth in that front seven, which, again, that'll have more impact on the secondary than bringing in a star in the secondary.
Yeah.
So I'm real interested to see how that plays out. Because that's what I think. I do believe that with the pressure they can put on a quarterback, it limits what an offense can do. And hopefully that'll be so then they have a lot of these quick passes. And that's kind of one of the things that Warren falls into, right? When you think tight end, middle of the field, that mid-range kind of pass, he might have a big impact because that might be all the time that they have. So puts more pressure on the linebackers. Not necessarily the secondary.
No, I mean, like, look, it's not a team. It's definitely a team that I feel like the Dolphins are better than, but it's not like they got bums. I mean, the biggest question is, I guess, Daniel Jones, right? Like,
I think
they're leaning into him, but they got Taylor. Pittman's not a slouch. So they got some dude. And if Warren ends up being a guy, then okay, like there's going to be some guys that the Dolphins for sure have to stop. But I mean, it's just a question of Daniel Jones in this new situation where there's a little less pressure on him, maybe less lights. Like, is he going to do better? You know, he's a run threat, kind of.
Correct. Unless he falls.
Right. Unless the turf monster gets him.
So one of the things that I think we all do, right, is we see a team that our team's playing, and you see a guy that has had no success, and you say, oh, we got this. And I would say sometimes change of situations changes how you play. Look at Geno Smith, right?
Not true.
Look, there's a lot of quarterbacks, Sam Bradford.
Darnold.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that I bet you when they were playing Minnesota last year, they go, huh, Sam Bradford.
Jeff?
Or not Sam Bradford.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold, and they just immediately assumed that it was going to be Sam Darnold that they had been facing, you know, for all those years, and then he lights it up. Now, to tell you what the Vikings thought, They thought, it's not Sam Darnold. It's this offense. Let him walk. So we'll see. There's a lot of situations like that. I mean, who knew Baker Mayfield was going to be that guy for Tampa? He played for five teams the year before.
He did. I mean, he did the tour in Carolina, and then he went to L.A. It was, you know, I mean, but at one point he was probably the least surprised, because at one point he was good. Like,
right before the injury with the Browns.
Right. I mean, there was a point where you're just like, oh, you could see why Baker Mayfield's going to be a decent player. So
right. Who else can we say? I mean, like, it's a hard thing, but we tend to look at the quarterback and determine if the team's better, right? Because I promise you, everybody that's playing Indy is going, Daniel Jones.
Big three by Pella to end the half. You had to stop Lithuania's run. They were closing in. Sweden was closing in.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
If you're going to give us updates on air,
yeah.
Don't waste my chat space.
Sorry. I mean, Brittany, you didn't want to hear that Pella had a big three?
Of course I did, of course.
Yeah, just saying.
I was wondering how the game was going.
Your voice sounds much better today. You sound like you've healed from Canes Notre Dame.
I definitely have.
Did you not talk for 24 hours, or did you have whiskey to heal it? Like, what did you have?
I literally did not talk for 24 hours.
Smart.
I went home after the show on Monday, and I was
slept.
And no, I actually didn't sleep. I just sat there. Thankfully, I live alone, so I don't have to worry about anything. My dad called me, and I was like, I'm not talking. I need to rest my voice. And I didn't talk all day yesterday. I drank lots of tea with honey, and here we are.
She's rallied, you know.
You need a hot toddy.
It's
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
So, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So when we were kids, we would go to my grandma's house and go, because grandma would make a hot toddy. She'd take some lemon juice, squeeze a couple of lemons, some honey, and some Jack, and you just sip on it, and it coats your stomach, it coats your throat, and gets, you know, the pain out of it. So we saw her make it one time, and we're like, she put some Jack Daniels in there. And so so we would, she said, well, baby, you need a hot toddy? Yeah, Grandma.
Well, listen, that's the one thing when you have a big college football game out of the gate, no warming up. You know, you had to bring.
That's what Vlad said. He needed a preseason for 10
days. You needed to bring it strong right out of the gate, Brittany.
I know. I really did. Like, it was rough, but I don't think that this will happen again unless I go to the UF Miami game. Then that might be another situation.
Maybe take a couple weeks off. No Bethune and no USF.
Oh no, I'm not going to Bethune or USF. So don't worry.
I mean, there's nobody who's going to be going that crazy during those games.
I would hope not. I mean, I don't think there should be no yelling, hopefully.
Because the expectations.
Yeah, and also just, right? Yeah, like, you don't feel like you have to be on your A game even as a fan for that game, you know? Yeah.
Oh, so you bring the B-rated snacks to tailgate?
Oh, yeah, for Bethune? Sure. Yeah, come on, dude.
Oh, you know they had some brisket and steaks and ribs for Notre Dame.
Oh, man, well, not only that, they had to brave the monsoons to tailgate.
Monsoons.
Did it rain that bad?
Oh, no, dude, it was crazy.
Leroy.
Didn't they have a lightning delay for warm-ups?
No, they didn't.
No, but yeah. They canceled Canes Walk. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fans, instead of having everybody out there to greet the team, they just had them go in.
It was a rain that I've never experienced in my life, truly.
Crazy.
Really? I'm not even joking. It was... This rain was going sideways. The wind was blowing. Everybody was having to hold their tents down because if you didn't, they were going to fly away.
I've been through some bad rains when I was a Marlins season ticket holder at the old stadium. There were some rough ones. Real rough ones. Nobody was there either. Just me.
So it was just you by yourself.
Just me and Peanut Guy.
You and Peanut Guy. He knew you by name. Tobes, you ready for a refill?
He didn't know me by name.
Peanuts.
Put money in the ball. Put the money in the tennis ball. Throw the ball. All right, whatever you say, sir.
I'm like, dude, you're right here. Hand it to me. Why you got to do your thing? We're the only two people here.
Hey, how would you guys like a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen with WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins.
Only if it's Zach Sealer.
It is Zach Sealer. Sealer it on up. So if you guys want old Sealer it on up to come visit your school and the school of your choosing, just enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade. for a chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQM.com. Back with more for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch, where Schmeath and Schmolnick says, can't wait till Mrs. Tobin's school somehow wins the Zach Sealer contest. I told him, I said, she's in the 561. We can't rig this contest. And he's like, and the Mavs couldn't fix the lottery. Oh, yeah. This school's totally in Broward. Wink. My wife did have Lusaka Polite visit her school one time.
Sweet Lou.
Love Lusaka Polite.
I saw him a couple of weeks ago.
He guilted you into golfing.
Yeah.
It's that time. We're going to do this a little early today because we've got a surprise lined up for next hour. But let us get to the mix bag. Get into some of the footy football here. And by the way, want to let you guys know that Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't always count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You familiar with Hunter Renfrow, Leroy?
I am.
Unfortunately, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was.
Or he went to Clemson, right?
He did go to Clemson. He did. Yeah, why is he? Local jerk, Brittany.
I just don't like Clemson, so I just don't.
Because
like
she's a South Carolina fan.
No, I'm not.
She's a Miami fan.
No, I know you're a man. Either way, aren't you from South Carolina?
No, Leroy. How many times do you have to go?
Moved to South Carolina.
I don't claim that place.
Where are you from? I've never heard of it. Hunter Renfrow, he apparently got cut by Carolina, the Panthers, and then they tried to bring old intangibles back, but there were issues because, as they called multiple times, his daughter had his phone and she was watching cartoons.
Yeah, my daughters were in the car. Like, I was right outside the car. I wasn't just leaving them there, but I had like 10 minutes phone calls from Dan, Dave, my agent, and they were all just ignored. My daughter was watching Bluey or something. So got back in the car and had that conversation, I guess. Been on Thursday, maybe. And then just made sure that this is what I wanted to do. I made sure that this is where I wanted to be, which I was pretty sure of it. But just wanted a couple days to kind of make sure it was good with my wife and my family to go and give everything I got to it. Hunter Gase.
So there you go. Almost not brought back to the Panthers because the daughter's too busy watching Bluey.
But he was already on the Panthers.
He was, and I think he was on last round of cuts, and then I think somebody got hurt, and they wanted to bring him back, and he is a Carolina guy.
Is he a rookie?
What? No, he had a 1,000-yard season with the Raiders a couple of years back.
So it's weird because that almost sounds like a pay cut type of issue.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
But
like,
we
want you to take a pay cut, but then they instead of doing it, they said, we'll just wait through camp, and we could cut him with no dead money. Somebody gets hurt, and now they got to bring him back. But it's probably going to be that less than what they signed him for.
Now, Lithuania is taking the lead on Sweden, 44-43. Still plenty of time. 6 minutes left in the third. Dan Campbell. He's getting ready for the Lions to take on the Packers. And this is what he had to say about the frozen tundra.
Man, we love Lambeau. I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's just... That's one of those places on the eighth day the good Lord made Lambeau, you know. And so we could go out there and play in it, you know, first Super Bowl, Ice Bowl, the history it's got. And it's in the same location, you know, it's been upgraded, all those. But, man, it's got that deep history to it. And, you know, it's the grass, man, it's the elements, it's just the mystique. It's awesome, man. If you love football, you love going to play there. And so our guys look forward to it, man. It's one of those special places to go play.
Wow.
It is. And it's weird because it goes house, house, bar, house, house, bar, stadium. So it looks like the OB. Whereas it just the OB's just dropped that right in the middle, you know what I mean?
Oh, the OB. When you forget to get no blocky, you're there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Nick Sirianni, he coaches the Eagles. And he was asked about Banner Night coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Banner Night. We won't be out for that.
Okay.
Kind of I know a lot of teams that do that.
That's kind of why nobody likes this guy, right? Like, it's kind of here's the deal. It's got like a Joe Mazzulla to him. Like, I'm just too.
But here's the deal. If he says, we're going to be out there front and center, and they throw up a dud, then he can't win. He put himself in a position where he can't win.
I didn't know it was Banner
Night. Because people don't like him.
Is that because they got the rings already? Like, you don't know? Everybody knows when it's Banner Night.
You already got the ring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, how do you not know? Everybody knows what the first night is. It's Banner Night. It's kind of why nobody likes him, though. It's kind of why.
I told you why. He can't win. If he goes out there, they'll say he's not concentrating on football. He's going to be a fat cat. And then if he doesn't go out, there will be the people like you.
Oh, man. Who could forget the heat ring night after 06? That was one of the all-time championship fat cat performances against the Bulls.
Did they lose by 40?
Woo! That was an ass-kicking. Wow. Dabo Swinney, not a fan of him either.
Do we put him in the same class
with
Mike
McGundy?
Are you just
trying to make me upset today?
Well, this was
with Mike Gundy. Like, they kind of say these
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of like the annoying twins of college football.
Because he would definitely have said what Mike Gundy said about the NIL.
Well, this is what he had to say on them losing to LSU.
I mean, if we didn't make the first tackle, I mean, Wade's got the guy. He's got, I mean, I don't even know how his knee didn't go down. But he, you know, without that run, I mean, like I said, the last 58 minutes is 2.8. And that is a physical group. It's a very smart quarterback. And that is a back. So they're going to be a problem, and they got some explosive dudes, and it was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game down the last play, right out of the gate. It's like getting the final exam day one of class. They made a 65, we made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
So he basically said, they're dumb, but we're dumber.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yikes, give yourself, you're making up numbers, make them higher.
I mean, what?
Who uses an analogy where the team that beat you has 65% and you have 58%.
Still gets an F. Everybody's still got an
right,
F.
Everybody still fails.
We're going to have to grind that one on a curve. We were all terrible. All right, Dabo. I'm sure family loved hearing that.
Oh, my goodness. That's another guy.
Oh, he's another one. There's not a lot of. Yeah. I mean, who are the likable college football coaches? Mario's pretty likable. I mean, he just, you know, does some mind numbing things from time to time. But he's likable. He's a real dude. Some of these guys, man, they're just you get the willies.
I think for the most part, people like the Michigan coach. If he stopped crying,
when does he?
I think more people hate Notre Dame than hate their coach.
That's right? Fair. I don't think Marcus Freeman really.
Oh, I think Marcus
anyone.
Freeman's the first likable Notre Dame coach in a while.
Right. That's what I'm
He's
saying.
He's also just good looking, so I think that helps him.
He is handsome.
Very handsome.
He gets the raw deal of being a good guy on a team that everybody hates.
Yep.
Right? How about, was it Franklin?
I don't know how to feel about him.
You know what's crazy? Who's the Oregon coach?
Dan Lanning.
The second highest paid coach in football.
Yeah.
Would you know him if he walked in front of you right now?
I actually would, but simply because I was on the Oregon bus with them last year. I was on with Dan Lanning. I didn't know who he was at that time.
Okay, no, didn't answer. No, you already went through it.
Well, he wasn't, you know, and then I interviewed him. They're like, oh, this is Dan Lanning. And Dan Lanning could tell. I like Dan Lanning. You want to know why? Because
he could tell you met before and you didn't know who he was?
No, that's not the reason. Dan Lanning could tell that I was having a miserable time in Indianapolis. And as I'm leaving, he goes, it's almost over. I was like, I like this guy. He's a real dude.
Right.
He's a real dude.
But yeah, like, nobody likes the Alabama coach.
No, not now. No way.
Right?
I like him because he's got Alabama in shambles.
Do you know who else I can't stand is Ryan Day. I really don't like him.
Oh, man. Well, that's that face.
What? It's that face. Such a punchable face.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care for him at
all.
He's
another guy that takes a lot of heat, even after winning a championship. Because keep in mind, if it was up to Ohio State fans, he would have never got to that championship. He would have been fired long before that.
I don't really like Mike Norvell either. He kind of looks like Urban Meyer's annoying younger brother. I don't like him, dude. I don't like him at all.
But it's weird because, like, when you sit back and think about it, there's very few likable coaches. Just based on, at some point, they're going to get caught up in coach speak, and you're going to get annoyed, and then you're going to go, I don't like him. So that's why we like Dan Campbell. There's a lot of great coaches in NFL that – I tell you who we all like.
Hmm?
Anybody ever say anything bad about Andy Reid?
Nah, I mean, Philly fans right. Back in the day. But
I mean, it was more about they still loved him. But even Philly, he got through Philly, and everybody was happy for him.
Right? Well, speaking of likable college coaches, Mario Cristobal, this was him on Reuben Bain's interception.
Oof.
No doubt. No doubt, right? If you want to win football games in modern day football, you got to have people that could rush the passer in the fourth quarter, right? So many of these games are coming down to the wire. Those guys, they worked themselves to their most minimal body fat. Mesro got himself to 265, 270, Bain about 275, really trimmed down, worked on their conditioning relentlessly, not just by what we did in the summer, but in practice. That's where you really see it. There's one way to get in football shape, play football really hard, and that's what they do. That ball spits out there, they're hauling butt to chase down the ball. Like Bain being there for the interception, that's not a surprise. That's every day in practice. Now, the ball hasn't bounced off an ankle and landed in his hands, but he's always been there. And when you haul to the ball, like, good things typically happen, and just so happened he was. Showed some good ball-carrying skills as well.
He wanted to minus say haul ass, but he couldn't think of nothing that matched, that rhymed.
For show poniness.
Tobin, have you been talking to Mario? Because that sounds like something you would say. That Bain, when you haul to the ball.
You're going to get it all.
Oh, see, there we go. Little Tobin sprinkle on it. The saying is now complete.
We'll take a break. Howard Tua is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.